65, Eddie Holman on Radio 9 as an all-vinyl Saturday afternoon continues.
This can't be true.
Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Today's show is transcribed, so please no phone calls. Save it for another time. You can find me on social media, Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. And you can sign up for the newsletter at jaythurbershow.com. FSN News is coming up next. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Feature story news in New York. I'm William Denslow with the Week in Review. Donald Trump pleaded not guilty this week to criminal charges, alleging he retained dozens of classified documents after leaving office in 2021. The former US president was arraigned on Tuesday in Miami, facing 37 counts in a federal investigation, including conspiracy and obstruction of justice. Sally Patterson reports from near the courthouse.
The proceedings were over within a matter of minutes. After arriving at the Miami courthouse, Donald Trump was booked and fingerprinted, but a mugshot wasn't deemed necessary as he's not seen as a flight risk. The former president didn't even speak directly to the judge. Instead, his lawyer entered the not guilty plea on his behalf. He's vowed not to end his presidential ambitions, even if convicted.
At least 78 people died after a packed fishing boat capsized about 50 miles off the coast of Greece on Wednesday. Giles Gibson has more from Rome.
Officials say the boat, which had set off from the coast of Libya, declined assistance from the Greek Coast Guard because it was trying to reach Italy. The Greek government has previously been accused of pushing migrant boats back from its waters, though it says its policies are tough but fair. Giles Gibson, Rome.
Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been found guilty of deliberately and repeatedly misleading Parliament. The long-awaited findings were published in a report by a group of MPs over the Partygate scandal, where social gatherings were held in Downing Street during the pandemic lockdowns. The reports caused yet more internal rifts within the ruling Conservative Party, as John Beaver reports from the UK.
The cross-party group of MPs haven't held back in their criticism of Boris Johnson. They accused the former Prime Minister of repeated contempts of Parliament, saying he deliberately misled the Commons on a number of occasions. The report comes at the end of an investigation into the former Prime Minister's knowledge of and involvement in a number of parties that took place in Downing Street. When they happened, they were in breach of the government's own strict pandemic guidelines put in place to limit the spread of COVID-19. He's called it a political assassination, a witch hunt, and has criticised the report's authors, his own Conservative Party, and current Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
Gale force winds and heavy rains have impacted coastal parts of northwest India and southern Pakistan after a cyclone made landfall on Thursday. Officials have evacuated roughly 100,000 people. And Italy marked the death of former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi with a state funeral in Milan. After making a fortune in real estate and broadcasting, Berlusconi first became Prime Minister in the mid-90s, but was dogged by sex and corruption scandals. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Now, radio.
Get down.
Thank you.
Gang with the Jungle Boogie here at 106 Much More Music Time. It's an all-vinyl show. Thank you so much for joining me this super solid gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. Yes? Go ahead. Sing your song.
Without it, we'd have had no fun since March of 1961.
Thank you very much. No phone calls this week, but please save your calls for another time. Do check in with me on social media, Facebook, Mastodon, Post News at Jay Thurber Show, or at the website at jaythurbershow.com. We're going to check your forecast in less than 15 minutes. We'll also have some more reports from McKee Sports Good Neighbor Day, so stay tuned for those. These are the Rolling Stones on Radio 9.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. I sit and watch as tears go by.
Like normal people should. That's what I call a hippie.
Jay Thurber!
You will not know who will like what you do. Hey! Ow! They got it. I got an alligator claw and some cool vendors. Oh, you better do what you know you must. I got a lock of your hair and a bullfrog eye. And if you break my heart, you better say goodbye. The yoke of the hoover back, what is the plan?
Skull Is Down. A number 26 song from 1965 for Sam the Shamrock of Farrell's little Lost Wax here, as we do all wax, all vinyl from the 60s, maybe some 50s and 70s in there too. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know your name. We're going to have another report from Good Neighbor Day coming up shortly. Here's Santana on Radio 9. Much more music time. Thursday was Good Neighbor Day in McKeesport, just about a block away from our downtown McKeesport studios here in the Tube City Center. And we took our traveling microphone over to talk to some of the people at Good Neighbor Day. One of the questions we had was, what is a good neighbor? But also we wanted to know, what was their group involved in, and what are some of the good things that are happening in our community?
Tell us your name and what group you're with.
Yeah, I'm Alicia Worley, and I'm with the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy.
I see you've got a plan here for trees for McKeesport. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we did a tree inventory last year. We inventoried all of the trees in the public right-of-way for McKeesport. We're sharing this report with the city to inform them whenever, you know, they're doing future work around trees, they have funding that it gives them a good direction on what to do, what to plant. We're also helping them plant trees for our Tree Vitalize Pittsburgh planting. So hopefully we'll be planting trees again in McKeesport this fall. And then we're also going to have a free tree tenders course this summer for residents of McKeesport to come out and learn about trees.
Well, it looks like you're also taking sign-ups, too. Is that for the tree tender course, or is that for, like, volunteering? Or
all of it. So if people want to volunteer, if they want to know about tree tenders or just want to know more information about what we do, that's what I'm taking there, and then I'm directing their inquiries from there.
You also have a variety of information here on for people that they can use at their own home or their business for proper mulching, what things to avoid, what things to do instead. How important is it to plant, for instance, trees that are native and are going to thrive?
Yes, It's very important, and particularly taking care of those trees. That's why we have a lot of these brochures, is that, you know, you plant your tree, and that's all exciting and good, and you're thinking about natives. Like you said, natives help support habitat. They do really well here. We also don't want to plant anything invasive because that can be a continuing problem. But once you planted that tree, you also want to make sure you're looking after it for many years to come, so that way it does well. It's around for a long time. It's providing many of those benefits that we know trees do. So these brochures hopefully help give that direction when we can't always be there.
What kind of volunteer effort do you need? What can volunteers do to help the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy?
Yeah, so the big thing is come out and help us plant trees. Come and learn about trees. They will physically help us plant them. Learn about what we do. We cannot do our work without volunteers, and I stress that, and I very so mean that. So please come out, help learn about what we do.
What ages?
Any ages. The main thing I say is if you're below 18, just have an adult with you.
Sure.
But kids are welcome too. They can come help. We can find work for just about anybody.
So it could be a family group, or do church groups and civic groups also partner with Western Pennsylvania Conservancy?
Yeah, we get kid groups, we get universities, church groups. We even get corporate groups that want to come out together. You know, you name it, we've probably had it. People, I think, have a lot of fun at our schools.
What's the best way to get in touch with you?
So I would say, in terms of tree plantings, it would be email me. My name's Alicia Worley. It would be aworley@paconserve.org. In terms of outside of trees, I would go to our website, waterlandlife.org, and then you can find the tab for what you're interested in. It'll direct you to the correct person.
So waterlandlife.org will get you to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. One last question I've been asking people since this is Good Neighbor Day. What is being a good neighbor? What does being a good neighbor mean to you?
I think being a good neighbor means connecting with people, bringing them together, and just finding a common ground for caring about your area. So in my case, I'm biased to tree planting, so I think in general, communicating with your neighbors, coming together over things goes a long way to make your neighborhood great.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger! Down 66, nothing at a time. Yes, I went to California just to see what I could see. Well, nobody knew just where I was, and that's all right with me.
Much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's an all-vinyl show. If it sounds a little even lower-fi and scratchier than usual, that's why, because Well, since today's show is transcribed, I thought I'm going to do something a little bit special, and we're going to dig out all the vinyl we can and see if we can do 3 hours of vinyl here. Allegheny County is holding a virtual career fair this coming Thursday, June 22nd, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Job seekers can register now or through the day of the event by going to AlleghenyCounty.us. The online platform is mobile-friendly and will allow participants to join from a computer, tablet, or mobile device. No software is needed, only internet access. This is a virtual career fair, so you need a phone or a tablet or a mobile device, and you need a Wi-Fi connection. Now, job seekers can expect to explore a variety of jobs, including full-time, part-time internships, and seasonal positions with Allegheny County. They will have the opportunity to speak directly to county representatives at virtual visit booths about open jobs and advancement opportunities, as well as benefit packages and work culture. Job seekers may also have the opportunity to participate in one-on-one video interviews. Now, live staff will be available for a virtual career fair, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. June 22nd. That's this upcoming Thursday for Allegheny County. A full listing of positions is available on the website, AlleghenyCounty.us/careerfair. That's AlleghenyCounty.us/careerfair. Support for this broadcast on 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. They offer a casual place to study and a place to meet friends, along with scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, and six packs to go. Hours for Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Sunny skies today with a high near 77. Patchy fog overnight, low of 49. Areas of fog on Sunday morning, otherwise sunny skies, high of 81. Juneteenth, sunny and warm with a high of 87. And then on Tuesday, a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Partly sunny skies with a high near 87. 124, much more music time with the sound of Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. Coming up at 2 o'clock, more local news for you, so stay tuned. We'll also have more reports throughout the show from McKee Sports Good Neighbor Day. This is the Fifth Dimension. It's one last bell to answer on Radio 9.
1964 for the Dixie Cups. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, a reminder, today's show is pre-recorded, so fully please no phone calls. This is an all-vinyl Saturday afternoon. Digging into the crates of lost wax and dusty discs here at the Two City Online Studios. We will have news for you at 2 o'clock, so stay tuned. You're at the halfway mark right now. It is 1:32 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. This is Herman's Hermits.
Took a walk and passed your house late last night. All the shades were golden drawn, way down tight. From within the dim light cast two silhouettes on the shade of the moon. Kisses I could almost taste in the night. Wondered why I'm not the guy whose silhouette's on the shade I can hide. The tears in my eyes. Shade said to my son, you're on the wrong road. Rushed down to your house with wings on my feet. Loved you like I never loved you, my sweet. Vowed that you and I would be two silhouettes on the shade all of our days. Two silhouettes on the shade. Oh,
Radio.
7, much more music time. We're going to hear more from the McKeesport Good Neighbor Day. We've got some more interviews coming up for you. This next song was written by George Clinton and Darren Taylor. Parliament had a big hit with it in the summer of 67, and then Johnny Taylor brought it back 2 years later. I want to testify.
I'll tell you something about myself.
It's Johnny Taylor on Radio 9.
I'm not ashamed to stand up and testify. Nothing of a man ought to stand up and testify. Friend, inquisitive friend, asking what's got all over me. A change, nothing to change. It's so plain for everybody to see. They're fucking on me. It took me by surprise. This is all around me. And you can even see it in my eyes.
from his album, The Johnny Taylor Philosophy Continues, 1969. That is Johnny Taylor covering Parliament, and a song written by George Clinton and Darren Taylor. That single went to number 36 in the U.S. Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, at 142. Much more music at time. On Thursday, McKeesport celebrated Good Neighbor Day, and it was just about a block away from our studio here in the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation. So we walked our little butt, our skinny white butt over there, and we talked to some people, took our traveling microphone with them and asked them why they were there, what groups they were represented, and also, what does it mean to be a good neighbor? Tell us your names and what group you're with.
So I'm Kylie McCutcheon with Allegheny Cleanways.
And Erica Pasquale with Allegheny Cleanways.
Allegheny Cleanways has been doing amazing work up and down the Youghiogheny River here in McKeesport. Tell people what Allegheny Cleanways does.
So we engage and empower local Allegheny residents to kind of help eliminate illegal dumping and littering in their communities.
You have picked up dumpsters and dumpsters and dumpsters full of stuff. What's the problem with litter besides the fact that it's ugly? What are some of the environmental impacts of it?
So it's definitely dangerous to public health and to animals, our waterways and our plants, essentially.
You have a board here that tests your litter IQ, and it says how long will these litter items be in the environment? So I have to press... Okay, so you've got nylon fabric, steel cans, cigarette butts, those are biodegradable, right? I don't have to worry about that. Not quite, huh?
No. There's definitely a lot of toxins in them as well that can leach into our waterways and our environment. They are unsightly, and they are still like a paper mixture.
And people throw orange peels and cans out the window because, oh, that's not going to hurt anything. But how long does that aluminum can stick around for?
So aluminum cans will last around 500 years.
500 years? That's even older than me. What kind of help does Allegheny Cleanways, because I know you use a lot of volunteers, what kind of help if people want to get involved can they provide?
So they can definitely, they can donate their time or they can donate money. Donating time, we have riverfront cleanups. We just finished them on River Series. And then we have land-based cleanups for illegal dumps. And we also have litter cleanups. For smaller children, like local communities. So anyone can get involved. We have a whole list of calendars at our website.
And this steel can here, because steel can, that's going to biodegrade, right? That's a steel can, right? No?
Eventually.
I'm pressing the buttons here.
Yep.
50 years it's going to take for that. Well, that helps the beer can collectors, but it does not help the environment very much. One last question I've been asking people is, this is Good Neighbor Day. In your mind, what do you think a good neighbor is?
So I would say being a good neighbor is just not littering from our perspective, and taking care of your environment and your neighborhood. It just promotes more of a sense of community and a sense of just passion about your neighbors and your land.
And if people want to get in touch with Allegheny Cleanways, what's the website? So AlleghenyCleanways.org, and I see they can also text the word Cleanways to 412-844-4837 to get connected. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Carly Simon on Radio 9. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, 150, much more music time. Keystone State News coming up for you at 2 o'clock. A reminder, today's show is pre-recorded. It's also an all-vinyl show, so we're not playing any current stuff. Well, I mean, there is current vinyl being made, right? But we don't have any of it right now, so we're not playing any of that. So, okay? All right. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, we hope that you will stay tuned for smooth, relaxing, and easy. All of those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s with occasional bonus material and a moment of silliness or two are coming your way on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That's today at 3 o'clock. Here it arrives now. Right now it's arriving on the train.
Be quiet out there.
It's arriving on, there goes the old Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy special rolling into town at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. You get their prescriptions, you make their lunch, and you call the doctor for them. You try to give them every minute you possibly can. But if you ever try and take a minute for yourself, when you help to care for a loved one, you work hard to make sure they're safe and comfortable. It's just as important to remember to find some time to care for yourself. AARP can help. If you're a caregiver, find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. Again, that's aarp.org/caregiving. That's a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sunny skies today with a high near 77. Patchy fog overnight, low of 49. Areas of fog on Sunday morning, otherwise sunny skies, high of 81. Juneteenth, sunny and warm with a high of 87. And then on Tuesday, a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Partly sunny skies with a high near 87. 152, much more music time with the sound of the Shocking Blue.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
Reflecting Blue and Venus here on an all-vinyl J. Thurber show this Saturday. This is a group called the American Breed. 155, much more music time.
You are all the woman I need, and baby, you know it. You can make this beggar a king, a clown or a poet.
Going to take us to news time on Radio 9. Smooth, relaxing, and easy in here, isn't it? That's Don Costa with a hit song from 1960, Never on Sunday, from the movie of the same name. Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, we will have more reports from McEsport's Good Neighbor Day and more vinyl on this all-vinyl weekend for the J. Thurber Show. Please, no phone calls. Today's show is transcribed. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio in McKee.
Welcome to 2023 Talks. Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This old mountain.
Looked at the history and traditions of the Constitution.
Baby, I'll be on my way.
The framers thought about. And when I drilled down to that level of analysis, it became clear to me that the framers themselves adopted the Equal Protection Clause, the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment, in a race-conscious way.
I got the key.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson spoke during oral arguments in a case over whether a congressional redistricting map in Alabama violated the Voting Rights Act. And a 5-4 decision, the High Court ruled the map must be redrawn, opposing the precedent saying states must create the maximum number of majority or near majority black congressional districts where voting is racially polarized. In a dissenting opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas
Matt
wrote the ruling amounts
really
to what he called racial entitlement not permitted
singing,
in the Constitution
know, the Eric,
or in law.
You did earlier,
as states across the East Coast deal with smoke from Canadian wildfires causing health problems for residents with breathing issues, further challenges lie ahead. Some states will need to petition the EPA for an exceptional event to avoid penalties for violating federal air quality standards. Russell Dickerson with the University of Maryland says the EPA could possibly find afflicted states responsible.
Which is great.
We're going to be in trouble with the EPA because these are violations.
Kind of an odd question.
They'll go to court to decide.
You,
are they going to blame the states? Because the states have the responsibility.
Is there a dream
that
you would have, or
and these
or
are violations. They're going to put us over the top.
Like the
in the wake of several states passing laws
more
gender affirming care, regulating restroom use, and restricting participation in girls' sports, President Joe Biden announced a series of new initiatives will be implemented to protect LGBTQ+ Americans from discrimination. Along with a new coordinator to protect LGBTQ students from book bans,
funny,
called on Congress to pass the Equality Act.
Blog asked when it's strength and physical safety,
what is your,
we have dedicated resources to federal coordination of better protected pride celebrations, marches, community centers, healthcare providers, and small businesses.
A new wealth-building program will be available in a few North Central states for black residents descended from slaves. The Open Road Fund, created from a $50 million donation from the Bush Foundation, will offer grants of $50,000 to at least 800 eligible applicants.
I'd like to play piano behind Eric
Danielle and Colleen with the group Nexus Community Partners says the fund will help people who've dealt with institutional barriers to build a better sense of well-being.
It might mean that you'll be able to put a down payment on a home so that you don't have the stress of unstable housing any longer. It might mean that you are able to invest in education and you can finish that degree that maybe you've been putting off.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacific Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy
I was thinking
at publicnewsservice.org.
You know, the kind of place where you can really make eye contact with people as they listen.
This is 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. And internet radio, WNCK.FM.
This is wonderful radio night.
Sometimes perform the way you'd like to.
Yeah, there are a few good spots. I really like the Joan Throw Coffee House. It's really cool. It's a coffee house.
Leroy Boy, is that you?
I like Joan Throw. Yeah,
I thought your post-hanging days were through. Sunk in eyes and full of sighs.
I know that's not a former ice cream.
Tell no lies.
What could be a stop? They do have ice. I heard somebody make a comment about them running the ice there. They always think it's a big time to put it in the ice. We'll deliver, install, and fill the ice machine. Low, low price. So that's not something. It's really cool. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Well, Fairmont has been doing right now, it's kind of like one or the other. A lot of towns in West Virginia you see
you
that are
say
kind of,
how and
there's
I'll
a lot
say
there,
when.
But a lot of it's history.
Come
a lot
and
of it's
meet
gone.
Me down the street.
Like some industries moved out and
take
stuff.
A seat.
I saw a picture of town from Fairmont in the
1920s. It's my treat.
You made a street car, and they probably gone close to the street.
That
and the sidewalk
is
crowded with a guy running through.